Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello and welcome to Get Lifted with me, Lisa Snowden. Thank you so much for joining. So today's episode is called What's the Woo-Woo? So as you know, I love my treatments and I'm very open-minded about all treatments that involve energy. Now, some of these treatments are quite scientific and some are less scientific and more spiritual. In this episode, we're going to learn about three different areas with three different practitioners, all of whom I know quite well. So we're going to speak to Emma Lucy Knowles, who is a clairvoyant. She is a psychic. She's an author. And I want to talk to her about her most recent book, The Life-Changing Power of Intuition.
That energy is all the energy we're flowing. So we're all connected to source and we're all strands coming off the source energy. So really, when we're looking at connecting to somebody, we're just going back into source and finding their strand because the strand doesn't die.
We're also going to speak to Paolo Lai, who is a reflexologist. He does feet, he does the face, and he's the creator of Moon Mist, an incredible healer. He loves his crystals too. I've always loved rose quartz, and I've always known that that is a comfort. And I put them in my bra. Obviously, I can't put a big one in my bra, but a little tiny bit in my
Massive rock.
And we're going to speak to Shailini, who is a Reiki master. She does chakra balancing, and it's all about the healing. What is Reiki healing?
Reiki is a beautiful, divinely guided healing energy. It's really working to remove any kind of imbalance, any pain, any blockage in the body, and release this through this divinely guided life energy.
Now, one thing we all know for sure is that we are made up of and powered by energy. So when we talk about blockages and stagnation in this episode, it's all about that free-flowing energy going round our bodies. It's not a bad case of constipation. So I urge you to have an open mind when listening to this episode because I've tried these treatments and they have had a positive impact on me and my health. Now, before we kick off this episode, I just want to reiterate that we discuss a whole range of topics on the show. It's important for you to understand that I'm not a trained professional, and any advice that I give is purely my own opinion. Now, if you want to engage in any of the therapies, the services, anything that we discuss throughout the series or in this show today, just make sure that you always talk to a trained and accredited professional so they can tailor their service to your particular health and medical needs. It's really important that you bear that in mind and that you speak to your GP or your doctor before you change anything. But I do want you to enjoy this episode. So sit back, relax, embrace the woo-woo, and let's get lifted. Bloody technology, eh? Spritz in all I can. I'm free as the air.
I've got mine. Get my Paolo.
We need more smells. More smells. Yeah. Smells.
Just spray what we can.
What you can't see is that Emma Lucy is spraying Moon Mist. I'm spraying Moon Mist. We're both about burning Palo Santo. Oh, she's got a sage.
A sage.
And this is the sound of the Moon Mist.
Oh, lovely.
So, Emma, it is mind-boggling to me, like the work that you do.
Bless you.
I mean, it's unbelievable. And it comes with so much power and understanding and strength, but also confusion for me, you know, and also maybe confusion for you, especially when you were younger and you realized that you had a gift and that you were hearing and seeing and feeling different things that other people didn't. And how did that manifest, and how did you explain it to your parents or to your sister? Or
it's quite a drastic story, and apologies when I talk about it. I talk about it quite casually now because I'm not affected by it. I think for me, the spirit stuff's always been quite easy. The hard part for me is when people are lying. It took me a long time to go, you know, people are lying to self-preserve. So if you're going to somebody, are you feeling like this as a very young kid, and they're like, no, you start to then doubt yourself. And as you get older, the lies get bigger. And then if you've already had that doubt yourself, you always doubt yourself. And then sometimes you convince yourself to believe the lie. So that's been probably the hardest part. I definitely had that in my last relationship. But with spirit work, it was like, I was always so happy in my own company. I could sit and meditate and just be, my parents always just thought it was just a little bit strange. But I was just really happy, and I had a lot of invisible friends. Like, nighttime was always very busy. I don't sleep lots because that's kind of when you're really on. But my grandparents had died before my sister and I were born on my mum's side, and I was just compulsively obsessive about them. I was like, mum, tell me about them, tell them, tell them, tell them, from about 7 years old. And mum was like, oh, nothing. Like, just kind of don't kind of, they just died of like broken heart. Hearts, which now I'm thinking about going, that's a really thing to die, weird thing to die. But as a kid, you kind of just accept it. And then like this one day, I was probably 10 or 11, just sort of sat at the top of our stairs and just like looking out the window, this happy spot. You know, like a cat finds this spot and it sits there religiously. That was me. I was like religiously in this spot. And this man walked towards me, but not like you are, like physical. It was I say it's like a tracing paper in your mind. And he said, I killed your granny. So like two things happen, right? Intrigue, isn't it? Dun, dun, dun. My body lights up like an orgasm. So my whole body, I don't think I've ever felt more alive than in that moment. I was just like, ting, 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 ting. So I'm excited because the adrenaline's running through my body. So as a kid, you don't sit and go, what I've heard is really strange. I just ran straight into my mum. I'm like, granddad killed granny. And she's like drying her hair, and she's just kind of dropped the hairdryer, and she's like looking at me going, and we're really close. We're really close because they don't have lots of family, my parents. But
how old were you at this time though?
11.
11, right, okay.
And she's looking at me and she goes, and she's like, no, 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 you're wrong. And I was like, oh my God, I'm like such a creep. And I'm hurt my mom. I could see the hurt, but I didn't realize then that the hurt was the truth. I'd hit the truth. And I walked out that room going, you're as weird as everybody says. It's making me feel quite emotional in a good way. And then I just was like, I have to go and be normal. I have to go and be like, my version of normal was my sister. And I got very depressed. I got quite big because I ate a lot. I kind of didn't sleep. The more you try to turn this down, the louder it gets. I was just really, really unhappy. And then kind of 2 years later, it came out that he'd had a nervous breakdown. She'd gone to leave him. He grabbed her by the throat and caught the smallest nerve in her neck and put her to sleep. And that happened to my mum when she was 24. And he was reaching out through me to heal that relationship.
Oh my gosh.
So it's mega, mega thing to not understand.
And your mum had obviously tried to kind of like bury that and ignore that.
Yeah, she'd lost them both. That. Well, she found her. She found her, and she was married at that time to somebody else. And she stayed in that relationship for a long time. So there's lots of things, you know, like, she really packed in, like that trauma, she just packed in and it stopped. But then it was like, wow, like here I am. I'm intuitively then working, healing my mum at 11. We've got a great relationship. Sometimes people are like, it's a bit strange, that dynamic, but you learn how to heal by experience, and then you go and learn your art. And I did it for a good 16 years, healing work, before I even kind of charged anybody really for a good 10 years, because you've got to earn your stripes. I've had a very full life. Like my first boyfriend, we went together, but he passed away in a car crash. And then my best friend died. We were texting and his heart stopped. And then you make this peace with the fact that actually you're helping people move over. And I've never feared death. So some people are a bit like, Jesus, that, you know, that's like probably the surface of it. And then there's more and more and more. But I'm like, every time something like that happened to me, I'm like, okay, I can use this to help other people because I've turned this around. I had to do that hard bit on my own. I didn't have a healer. I didn't have that available to me. But actually, I've learned how to heal that myself. So now I can speak to a 3-year-old kid, 7-year-old kid, right through the age spectrum to somebody leaving the planet. Because every time someone comes to you and goes, this is what's happened, or you feel it for them before they say it, you know, I can relate to that because of X. And that made me kind of feel like all that pain was always really worth it.
You do many different forms of healing. So yeah. As we're talking, obviously, that psychic, that psychic connection, that psychic healing, that sort of tapping into that psychic world.
But that energy is all the energy we're flowing. So we're all connected to source, however you want to liken that to, however you want to say it. And we're all strands coming off the source energy. So really, when we're looking at connecting to somebody, we're just going back into source and finding their strand, because the strand doesn't die. It just kind of refilters, and I believe it sort of snaps, it splits and goes off and grows in, and that's why there's more people on the planet. That's why there's more people for you to love, because there's more versions of yourself. So it is,
That makes me feel so emotional.
Yeah,
I know, it's incredible. It really is. And I always feel that they're my guardian angels, you know, my ancestors, my nan and granddad especially. And I often say, you know, I speak to them. Mm. I definitely speak to them, but I don't know how to hear or see the signs. So I'd love to do some work with you on that
100%.
Level.
100%. That's the beauty of intuition.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it. Because you just go, your whole body is like a super antenna for spirit. So you've got to use what you've got to hear, because we don't spend any of our life being taught how to trust in that. We very much doubt it. And when we see a sign, we go, it's a coincidence.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of how we're conditioned, because someone out there, without going into conspiracy theories, wants us to remain within the limits of humanity when we're so much more than that.
So nothing is coincidence?
No.
So talk to me about intuition then. We all have intuition, don't know how to trust it, tune into it, or recognize it.
Right. And each of us is going to be intuitive in very different ways. So I always say to like someone who's a lawyer or even someone who writes books, I'm like, you know, you're creative. And they're like, I'm not creative, I'm a lawyer. Well, like, you are, because you're channeling, you're great with language, you're great with words. And that is your way of kind of creating. You kind of get in that zone and that's how you create it. Some people are great at building buildings. Some people are just really great at dealing with people. So it's different levels of kind of using the senses. But that's just because you've fine-tuned one. You can fine-tune your levels, just like when I was trying to fine-tune the microphone at the start. It's like, how have I plugged it in? Which bits off? And how do we open it up? And a lot of that means you've got to kind of do some healing stuff. How do you get rid of the boundaries that stop you believing that you can, there's a wall there?
Okay, so how do we find our intuition? How do we do it? Like, let's go back to basics. So
the first thing I always say to people is the first half of the book is about this. And it's really, I say it's really easy because it is. We've got two voices. If we strip it right back in our head, we have intuition, we have ego, and they use the same tone. So they use this voice that you're hearing now. I'm hearing that voice in my head, right? But sometimes it's speaking really nicely and sometimes it's appalling. And that appalling voice is the one that's just actually, I look at it and say, it's trying to keep me safe. It's trying to keep you small. So the first thing you want to do is look at which voice is speaking louder. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of get into that feeling of dialing up the good voice, which people are like, oh, it's PMA. It's not. It's about going, this is the voice that feels best to me. And then we quite literally tap into intuition by, I do this exercise where you get people to put their hand on their heart and you call to intuition. And we quite literally say, like, dear intuition, dear spirits who see, show me my tell for when something is right for me. What's my yes? What's my yes? What's my yes? And what you're doing is you're putting your intention, your energy into your heart, which is like loudspeaker for intuition, and your body becomes a pendulum then for that spirit. So when you start clicking into what's my yes, you'll either feel in your body a prickle in your hands. Somebody the other day was saying they got this gush of wind in their face. So it's about playing with that feeling of intuition, rather than thinking intuition is just a voice that pops in your head, because it is. But while we're trying to get that voice stronger, we have to also second check in, like have a secondary recall, which is what's the body saying? Which is why when you get those gut punches, when something feels like, oh my God, that's so wrong, it's loud, because intuition is like, oh my God, holy cow, you're just not listening. So the more we work that muscle, the more we call into that space by playing with it rather than making it heavy, the louder we will make that intuitive voice, and the kind of we can dial back that nasty chatter.
That nasty ego, negative little friend who wants to keep you safe, like you say, but it just, that voice is always so loud with me. He's always, I see it as a he. It must be a she because I'm a she. But it's like, oh, you could have done that better. And why did you say that? And I really don't, and you shouldn't be wearing that. And all this awful stuff. And I'm like, that's not keeping me safe. That's literally holding me back.
But at least you hear it. Some people never hear that. They just think that's the voice in their head. They think that's the dominant voice. And we go, oh yeah, I really am crap. But what we then need to do is we have to give the ego a job too. We can't just go, I'm getting rid of you, because that's what we spend a lot of time going, I'm putting this voice forward. But if we kind of go, right, that voice is there for a reason, so it's useful. Because actually, if I am going a little bit too near the edge, it will pull me back. So always use it as a guide that sort of says, hey, hang on a second. Like, let's rework it. Let's use it for something useful. So when it says to you, you look useless and like you look awful, what it's saying to you is you're not seeing yourself as you should be seen. And therefore there's that little bit of kind of work to do in the aura of kind of like every, and in the book, there's stuff that you can do where it's like changing how you see your reflection. Because when we look through our human eyes, there's all this energy, and therefore there's all these layers and these lenses that we're looking through. And so sometimes when we're looking in the mirror and we're seeing crapness of ourselves, excuse my language, we're looking through these energetical layers rather than just looking through our eyes. And we almost can be quite like, we create a reflection of ourselves through energy. So we're kind of looking back at a version of ourselves rather than kind of the version that we are in the moment. So when we're kind of, you know, when you're losing weight or you're kind of, you've been really like good at that and you can't see the results straight away, it's because you're not always shifting the visual along with the result.
So is it like the opposite of looking at yourself through rose-tinted glasses?
Yeah, quite.
It's like, these are like muddy, dirty glasses. Yeah. That's all the energy that's like these filters that you've put in front of this. Yeah.
So I know for a long time I was like, I don't want to be seen. I don't like walking down the street and people looking at me, so I feel really anxious. And I know that's some kind of past life stuff going on there. But what you can do is you can then go, okay, and your energy can go spin. So if we look at it quite simplistically, say like when we're really open and aligned, our energy centers, our chakras are spinning in a clockwise direction. And when we kind of feel threatened or hurt or someone's attacked us, we spin the energy the other way, anti-clockwise, to move in so that we can heal and hide. But then over time, what happens is we forget to reopen that up. So we just kind of go, we can be our greatest kind of like, here I am, or we can go, I remain really invisible.
You said like when people hurt us and then we spiral in. And so often, so many of us get stuck in this in position where the meridians, the energy, the chi, whatever you call it, like the source, it can't come in, it won't come in. And that's when things start happening, like illnesses and you know, depression and things like that. Right. So it's about trying to open up again. So how would you suggest that we do that?
So the body's always talking. That's again the other language we don't fit. Like, it doesn't have to talk in aches and pains. Like I said, your whole body is like an antenna for spirit. It's like it's sending out a signal. So if you're taking on other people's problems or you're holding your own, your signal is diluted, but it's also sending out this kind of low level of like, this is kind of what I can take on in life and this is what I can accept. So then the universe goes, well, I can't over suffocate that person because I don't want to squash them. So the healing work's really important, because you've got to put, you're like buckaroo, right? You're either going to take it off bit by bit or you're going to flip it all off at once. Mm-hmm. So just doing that kind of incrementally is so important, because the body is almost like your history book. So you might forget in your mind, you might think you've forgiven something or felt with it, but have you left that out the body? Have you kind of cleansed that out the body, or have you just kind of tucked it away? So then when that experience comes again, you go, oh, I can hurt myself with that again. Mm-hmm. So it's really important that we pull the weed at the root, chuck it away forever.
And what would be the first step of doing that, though? What's the first step?
So breath work, like you're doing, is amazing. Yeah. Breath work is amazing. Sound bath healing, anything that allows you to kind of play with energy. Because when we start getting into kind of one-on-one stuff with people, you have to be very particular about who you work with, because your energy is not going to resonate with everybody's. And it can go deep. And the more you heal, actually, the worse you tend to feel to start with, and then you feel better. So that's the thing that sometimes people don't, they're always kind of like, oh, it feels really great and groovy. And I think that's why crystals are also incredible right now, because we can heal on the go with crystals. We can get that experience and we can do it at our own rate. We can do it at our own pace, which is what I want the book to be is about kind of going, you are your own guru. You can heal at whatever speed you want. And intuition will actually tell you the speed that you need to go. If they want you to shift something, if spirit wants you to shift something quickly, by God, it will. So go with it. And if it wants you to slow down, it will slow you down. But the thing you need to be kind of concentrating on is going, is my mind letting me? And how much am I surrendering to that? And how much am I pushing against it? A good question to always ask yourself is, what do I want? What do I need? Okay. We never ask ourselves that. And that is a, do I want to burn a sage or palo santo? What do I want? What do I need? Do I need a crystal? You know, what is good? Do I need a bath? Do I need a shower? Like, where am I going to ground? So that's important. I'll actually do a room scan in my mind's eye, in my space, which is in the book, before I'll even go out. And then I'll be like, now my sister's like, do you want to come out? I'll go, no, because I know that tonight's not going to be, there's not a good vibe there for me, so I just won't do it.
How do you know? How can you fast forward into the future?
So energy is man-made time. Energy moves like strands. So you find the strand and you're kind of like, is this good for me? And spirit and intuition will kind of vibe back to you and say, this is not a good place for you to be tonight. Like, and you'll feel it in your body through your tails or just through how you're feeling.
See, I do that on when I think... I've done it before and I've let people down. If anybody's listening, I'm sorry that I've let you down at the last minute.
Likewise.
I've been like, I'm not feeling well and I won't go. But I do it, and I guess it's a different way to you, but I guess it is somewhat using my intuition.
It's the same. If your body's making you feel unwell for you, and people, you know, people are like, oh, I'll just push on, it makes me a hero. It's not. Your body is saying... The vibration of where you're going is so bad for you, I'd rather make you sick than go there. And that's not anything personal against those people. So it's not saying I don't want to go there, because it might just be the space that you're at, or it might be that there's somebody else in the room, a stranger. Like I was having a dinner once when we could with my lovely hairdresser, Andreas, and my sister. And he's very perceptive. And he recognized what I was doing. My energy floats around different tables. And he'd be like, oh, you with us? What are you looking at? And I started getting this awful pain in my stomach. And he's like, who are you connecting? He's German. Sorry, Andreas, that's the worst impression of your accent ever. Who are you connecting to? What is going on? And I was like, with the girl over there. I was like, I couldn't see her, but I could feel that she was in pain. And then she walked out. I could see she'd been crying. And I could feel like it was all to do with her boyfriend. As she walked out, I was just like, oh, God, relief. So, you know, you've got to learn
hectic.
That.
That's so hectic for you.
My bad, because I hadn't gone and protected myself before I went out. And protection doesn't mean like keep people away. It's about creating an energy bubble around you. Even when you're going on a Zoom, going, here's an energy. Even when you love someone, you've got to have, even when they call it boundaries, you've got to have energy boundaries. And once you set them, they're brilliant. You can move them, mold them, whatever you need to do. They make you go out and go, it's like wearing an extra layer of clothes that's not kind of, rather than it being a layer of you stay away, it's a level of kind of like, here's my space. And if you're good for me, you can step through that layer. And if you're not, spirit's not going to let you. So sometimes when people are like, why is that person not like me? It's like subconsciously you set this layer really brilliantly that says, anything that's not good for me is not, you shall not pass here. That's what you're doing. And they're keeping it away. But we always go, I'm a terrible person. They don't like me, but it's not. It's just like, actually, maybe they're just not right for me. That's just not right for me.
So for those of us who are still sort of slightly grasping at the intuition and whether we have it, would you say that your gut instinct is the same as your intuition?
Yes, absolutely. Because it's a recall within your body that is going, no. So if you feel like the emotional effects on the body are huge, so if it's going to cause you effect in the negative when you're not feeling great, it will do the exact, it's that kind of, isn't it? It's the duality. It's going to tell you when something's good as much as it's going to. It's like when you eat something, you go, well, I hate it. I don't like it. It makes me feel sick. So you're eating energy every day. So you just have to build a practice that goes, is what I'm eating good energetically? Is this person's energy, therefore, that I'm putting in my energy sphere good? And it gets quicker the more you build on it. And you only need to do like 5 minutes of building those tails. They're going to kind of change your life, because it has for me, like hearing that, feeling that, and then watching other people use it, it's just been brilliant. So to be able to write a book about that.
Yeah. The whole book. I love it. I love it. I love it. The life-changing power of intuition.
The life-changing power.
And it is life-changing. And I look back and I think your intuition is always there. You know, it wants to help you. It wants to guide you. And I think you so often go, God, I did get a sign. I had a feeling in myself. I had that gut instinct. And it's like, so often you just squash it. And you think, no, I'll be fine. And then you look back 10 years later and you go,
Damn it.
All the signs were there. I didn't trust myself. I just thought, you know what? No.
But that's part of the learning, isn't it? If you just go to going, this is my intuition, this is my intuition, you actually, you blindfolding yourself. If you don't have experience to go, actually, last time that. So then it sometimes a wound's quite a good thing because it goes, oh no, that hurt last time. So it just slows you down a little bit. Mm. So that you're learning. You've got to make a few mistakes.
Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
How amazing is Emma Lucy? Oh my God, Emma, big love to you. Thank you so much for being on the podcast, but we are not finished. Oh no, no, no. I want to now bring on Paolo Lai. Paolo is Italiano. I've known Paolo for about 15 years. He's a healer. He's the creator of Moon Mist. You might remember right at the start of the episode, Emma Lucy and I were frantically spraying our Moon Mist to ground us before we could get the bloody technology to work. But yeah, I want to talk to Paolo about Moon Mist, about crystals, about healing, and here we go.
Hi.
Hello, darling.
How are you, Lisa?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, yes.
So let's talk about, correct me if I'm wrong, the healing came first, right? Before everything else, before your sort of connection with the moon and with the crystals, or is it all, did it all start at the same time?
So I started training in reflexology probably 16 years ago. And when I was training reflexology, my boyfriend was very into crystals and healing. He comes from like a family of like seers, you know, they kind of like see ghosts and, you know, they kind of been very in touch with their own spirituality. And it was amazing because he actually helped me to understand what crystals were for and then how I could actually help myself through crystals. I stopped smoking, he gave me a smoky quartz, and from there, you know, I started, and obviously reflexology and it's such a healing process. It's something that really helped me to heal myself at the same time treating people and healing other people. Because when you work with reflexology, you don't only work on the foot, so not only on the body, but you work on a spiritual level, energetic level. And I find it that so beautiful and so helpful for me.
So how the hell did getting into crystals stop you from smoking? How did by getting a smoky quartz that just stop? Like, just I want to kind of explore that avenue of like, because I love crystals. I've always been drawn to them, you know, and there's ones that, like you've always told me, when you're shopping for a crystal, you know, let it choose you kind of thing. You know, what are you attracted to? And it's like, it's that little one that will be like, hi, me, take me. And that's the one that you obviously need in your life. But I don't know the specifics of what crystals are good for what ailments or what issues we might have or habits that we want to break. Like, be great to get some information from you about that.
The thing doesn't really matter. I mean, I think you need to just follow your instinct. Your instinct is the best way to actually pick a crystal. Somehow you're drawn to a color, you're drawn to a shape or a texture, and that is the perfect one for you. Obviously, people will say, you know, you should use citrine to bring wealth into your life or help your solar plexus. So you need rose quartz if you're have a heartbreak, or you need to kind of start loving yourself. But it just like happened that, you know, he said to me, why are you still smoking? And I was like, oh, I don't really want to smoke anymore. I was so tired. I mean, I was doing it because it was just an addiction. And then, you know, mentally, I started changing the addiction into, you know, well, I don't really need that. I mean, it's not really helping me. It doesn't make me feel good. And I don't really like it anymore. So it gave me this crystal and I started just like sleeping with it. I would hold it and, you know, carry it with me. And slowly, I mean, somehow my mind just changed and it said, okay, you don't really need to smoke anymore. So I just stopped. But crystals helped me through different ways. I mean, when I was sad, then I started just picking other crystals or, you know, selenite is very good and it's very kind. It's very soft. It really helps to help finding yourself. I mean, I was lost for so many years. I didn't really know what to do with myself. You know, when I came to England, I was 24 and I just wanted to party.
Yeah, of course.
After a few years, I just started thinking I really need to create something for myself. You know, I needed to find myself again. Somehow every 10 years, I need to find myself. So
like you evolve each 10 years, like shedding some more skin and moving into a new direction. Yeah.
And the crystals really help me. It's almost like a foundation, you know, it's almost like something that really I go back to them and they help me going through difficult times and going through times of sadness or happiness. And, you know, I always sleep with them. I carry them with me. I know you really love the lemon calcite. It's just so beautiful.
I do really like it. And it was a lovely gift as well from somebody Carol. That I met on Instagram, from Carol. But it came through you. So I thought that you'd given it to me. And I was like, Paolo, thank you. And she's like, by the way, that was actually from me. It came at such a good time when I needed to refocus, because I've been on this journey. And, you know, one good thing that came out of sort of the pandemic for me in the lockdown was this sort of going more internal and really digging deep and really trying to push myself, continue on that healing journey. And I think crystals are just such a positive energy, vibration to have around me. So, you know, I carry them, I hold them, and at different times you're attracted to different ones.
Yes.
I mean, I've always loved rose quartz and I've always known that is a comfort. And I put them in my bra. Obviously, I can't put a big one in my bra, but a little tiny bit in my
bra. Massive rock.
Yeah, I should wear a little bit of my bra on the left-hand side. And just so that you wear it close to your heart. And and that was one of the first stones I really fell in love with and really noticed that it helped.
Yeah, I mean, you already know that it helps because you want to carry it with you. It's almost like an amulet. You want something that will help you to, every time you touch it or you see it, you actually feel better already. We give meaning to things. So crystals, they really resonate with our bodies because they have a very similar vibration. So rose quartz has this very soft and silky and very kind energy that really helps people during grief or during heartbreak, or even when you stop loving yourself, you know, during life, we go through up and downs, and sometimes you're just like, ugh, you know, I don't really like myself anymore. So it's a great crystal to help you just feel better with yourself and just give some love to yourself. You know, how can we love other people if we don't start loving ourselves?
So true. So true. With all your crystals, do you have like a weekly or a daily kind of ritual, or do you have a shrine? Do you like change up like where you put them? Like, what's your relationship with them on the day-to-day basis?
So I always pick different crystals. So today I picked Ocean Jasper. Obviously, sorry, you can say it, but you know, it's Ocean Jasper, and it's got a really strong connection with the sea. And I probably need that. I need to see. I come from the sea, so I really need that energy, the flow. You know, the energy of the sea. Obviously, it makes you feel better and it clears your mind. So I really needed that, and I think I needed that extra flow today.
Yeah.
But you know, I've got shrines everywhere in the house. Mm-hmm. I love to create sacred places and spaces in my flat. So I have a little amethyst shrine next to my boyfriend's side on the bed.
Yeah.
And that is great for sleeping, it's great for calmness, it's great to actually help you during when you're dreaming, because when you're dreaming, you kind of live in your body somehow, to live into your mind, to live that kind of other life that we all live when we dream. So that helps you to ground yourself while you're sleeping, and it's a great crystal. But you know, I've got a little prosperity corner on the left hand side of my living room, when I have a citrine and some Chinese coins that I tie together with a red ribbon. A plant, you know, that little corner is very beautiful because it reminds me, obviously, to prosper, to actually help my spirit to grow. It's not just to bring wealth or physical wealth, but it's like that emotional and spiritual wealth that I always need, we always need. So that is a really pretty corner with a little Buddha. So that's another one. Oh, I have them in my garden, you know, even in the garden I have crystals. So I have so many crystals, I actually keep them everywhere. So some of them need to go in the garden, and they stay there and they live there. So and I find so beautiful, because when you touch them, they're always super strong, because they're being charged by the moon, by the sun, you know, the energy of the soil, the earth, and you know, they're super powerful. Sometimes I forget them. I leave them there for like 2 or 3 years, and then I find them and like, wow, I didn't remember about these crystals. They're so beautiful.
Do you bring them into the house if you've forgotten about them, and then you find them, and if they're like got stuff, they're really like
some great energy.
Buzzing from that energy. Do you just sometimes need to have them close, or do you just leave them outside?
No, I bring them in and then I touch them and I keep them for a bit and I put them in my pocket and I think like, oh my God, I mean, the energy, they vibrate so strongly. And if you think, if they've been there for like 2 years, they had like 24 like moon cycles. I mean, can you imagine the energy of them? When I wanted to purchase my flat, I actually started coming. I knew that this one was the flat I wanted, and I started coming and just like leaving a little clear quartz in the front garden. Yeah, and
wait a minute. Were there people living there as well?
Yeah, I think that no one was living at the moment, but at that stage. But then, you know, I used to come and maybe like once every few weeks and just put like a little clear quartz there in the front garden.
I love it.
Because it was almost like leaving a little piece of me. And I knew, and then at the end, I actually managed to buy the flat. And, you know, that's what I live
in now.
But
was it on sale, or did you just find it and love it?
I saw it in a estate agent window, and then I told my boyfriend, oh my God, that is the flat we should actually buy. And we didn't have money, we didn't have anything, we didn't have a mortgage. So it took me probably 1 year. I saw 40 to 50 flats in between, and then I ended up buying the flat that I saw that day in the estate agent.
Oh, I just got a chill.
It is magical. You know, I love manifesting. And I think, you know, I used to write every day the address of the flat in my little gratitude book. So it was mine already. You know, I was living it. I was living there. I was just like going around the garden and enjoying myself and enjoying the sun and the energy of the flat. And yeah, but I think when we bought the flat, I mean, I couldn't find the clear quartz anymore. So the clear quartz that were taken by the owner, and somehow, you know, they went to him.
That's so funny. He must have been like, what are all these little bits of clear quartz everywhere? What is going on?
I used to buy them, I mean, for that reason, just like to throw them in the front garden.
So what does clear quartz actually signify then?
Well, it's the connection with the universe, because right. It works on your crown chakra, but it really aligns all your other chakras. So it's almost like it's the perfect words to have, because it really works with everything. It connects you. It works as an antenna to actually connect yourself to the universe. Wow. And I just love that.
So, Paolo, I first met you all those years ago when you first treated me for reflexology. So let's talk about reflexology.
Sure. What reflexology is a way to actually stimulate different areas of the foot, the face or the hand to reach all those like stagnant energy that they are collected in the organs and in different areas of the body. It works in a very profound way. As you know, every time you have a treatment, you just feel that lift, the shift, the energetic shift. It's not just like, oh my God, I have such a neck ache, but why do you have neck ache? It's not just a physical thing. There's probably a connection between you and not be able to express yourself. So it could be your throat chakra. And the beautiful way of reflexology is just like very relaxing, very soothing. It could be painful if there are some really stagnant energy there. But then, you know, when you work and you ease the flesh, you actually help to free the spirit. That's why I love reflexology so much. And obviously, facial reflexology is a great way to actually make you feel good and look good.
Because that's not that well known, facial reflexology. People are like, oh, I thought it was just feet reflexology. Like, not many people know. I certainly didn't.
Facial reflexology was developed maybe like 30 years ago. There are different techniques and they work in a very similar way. So you work on meridian points on the face to stimulate those areas of the body in a spiritual, energetic or physical way. And at the same time, obviously, will help lifting cheekbones and, you know, reducing small lines and just improving the blood flow, the collagen production. I mean, it's an overall amazing treatment. You really feel that someone released all that tension that you were accumulating for years and years and years.
That is so fantastic, Paolo. Thank you, my darling.
Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you, darling. Big kiss.
And you take care.
Bye.
Bye.
The gorgeous Paolo. I love that story about him putting crystals in the front garden that he actually wanted to live in. And in the end, moving into the place and the crystals, nowhere to be seen. Yeah. The owner of the house is probably like, yeah, I'm taking these with me. So thank you, Paolo, so, so much. We're not finished yet. We've got one more guest. We've got the gorgeous Shailini. Shailini travels the world doing this beautiful healing treatment called Reiki. I always find it really hard to kind of fathom how it works and how she does it. So I wanted to get her on the podcast so we could talk about this really quite magical, really gentle, beautiful treatment. Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? It's lovely to see you.
I want people to learn from this. I want people to feel good in themselves, because I've been to see you and had Reiki healing, which is incredible. And, you know, but when I try and explain it to, say, my family, like, what is it exactly? I can't really, I know it's energy and I know you're using my energy, but I'd love you to explain it, because it is fascinating. And if you've never had a Reiki treatment, it is the most beautiful. It can be very emotional, but I always feel, and the title of this podcast is obviously Get Lifted, and I always do feel this like shift and this lifting in my energy. So what is it? What is Reiki healing?
Okay, so Reiki is a beautiful divinely guided healing energy. And it's such a positive force of energy, such a loving force of energy, that it can only be healing in its high vibrational frequency. This frequency stems from divine origins, and that's why its vibration is so high. So what it's working to do is any kind of imbalance, any pain, any blockage in the body, whether it's mentally, emotionally, physically, it's really working to remove and release this from the body through this divinely guided life energy. And, you know, you may have come across it as prana in yoga, or chi, or ki. All of these are referring to this life energy.
This life force within us.
Yes, it's the life force within us, mm-hmm. and we're channeling that from a divine source back to our source, because our source tends to get knocked off kilter when we go through various life experiences. And those energies then, when they're suppressed or they're not worked through, they can sit in our body and manifest in different forms. So let's say, you know, someone's really stressed, it can then manifest as anxiety. So energy builds upon energy and it can throw us off balance. So Reiki is really working to bring you into your best state of alignment, health and balance. The approach I work from, so I do a lot of Reiki healing, chakra balancing and various different energy therapies. And it's really helping to experience freedom from, like I said, the emotional, mental and physical imbalances. But I come from a very heart-centered approach that provides a deep healing space for letting go of what doesn't serve you, really aligning you to your true potential and achieving this ultimate inner peace and abundant self-love. So that's the perspective I like to really, the energy I love to give my healing from.
And if you're having the treatment, you actually don't have to do anything except for be open to this process, right?
Absolutely, yes. You just need to be willing and open and ready to receive. And you would be lying down, and that's literally all you have to do. You may experience sensations because, of course, we're working with energy, and energy is a frequency. So it's very common to experience sensations such as heat, cold, tingling. And a lot of people also have emotions arise, mm-hmm. and it's really important not to resist these. Allowing them to release is really helping to create a greater free flow through your chakras. So it's very important to let these releases take place.
I mean, I remember coming to see you and I was dealing with grief specifically. I'd lost my Nana, do you remember? And I was really yes. struggling to... I was just feeling so low and I just felt so lost. And I remember that we did a healing session and it's so relaxing. I just lie there and often other things come up and I just remember just tears just streaming down my face. I wasn't sobbing. It was just this release of grief and sadness. And I often, when I've been treated by you, I often see colours and sometimes visuals. Yes. And so it can be a really beautiful and kind of trippy experience. Mm-hmm. But it's not scary. It's really peaceful. And it really does. You listen to the body. I mean, you listen and other things come up too. So we've sat on the bed afterwards and you said, you know, this, this, this and this. And it's often like there's other things that come up as well. So yes. how do you read that? How does that manifest in what you're picking up from my, you know, how does that work? Like you're listening to my body and mm-hmm. you come over sort of close to my digestion or my solar plexus or different areas, like what vibe do you pick up from me that indicates that there's either stagnation or blockages?
Okay, so when working with Reiki, the way I see it is the body speaks a language.
Yeah.
And that language is through energy. So when you're working with Reiki, it's very common that as a practitioner, I'll experience various stronger sensations in certain areas where there are imbalances. And due to this intuitive process and intuitive healing, over time it becomes very clear whether these imbalances are of a physical nature or more of a emotional or mental nature. Okay. So in your stomach, if it's a case of energy depletion because of what you're going through on other levels, that's something that I can read through the body with energy.
Okay. Can it help everybody, this kind of treatment?
Absolutely. There's nobody it can't help. I mean, forget nobody. There's nothing it can't help. It's life energy. So it's working with people. It's working with plants. It works on animals. Anything that has life, it's life energy. And it really brings it back to its state of best health and alignment. And like I said, it's a high vibrational energy. It's just a loving frequency. So it really will lead to releasing any kind of stuck traumas, any kind of stuck emotions, even mentally, you know, whatever you're going through. It's very powerful, the release that takes place. And as Lisa said, you can come out feeling a little bit spacey. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, I think, go in with the assumption that I'll come out feeling peaceful and radiant and positive, which you can. But also be aware that you may come out feeling just exhausted or so emotional, and that's not a bad thing at all. So whatever you're releasing needs to come out for your best healing. So don't be alarmed if you do feel something that's not so pleasant. It's completely normal. It's a normal part of the healing process.
Yeah, it is healing, like you said, you know, and it depends what you're trying to shift. It depends how long it's been in there. And do you think that you can get some kind of huge improvement in how you feel just from one Reiki session? Or is that just really dependent on how many years and how many different things you uncover or connect with?
It really does. I mean, it's so unique to each individual, and it really depends on what kind of trauma you're going through, how long standing that trauma might have been. So I'd say in one session you'll notice benefits, but for maximum benefit you would need a number of sessions. Mm-hmm. And it's also one of those things that really speaks to your soul, as it did for me with my first treatment. The more it speaks to your soul, the more you actually love receiving that Reiki light.
Yeah, I think also a treatment that we did last year, and actually you've done it before when I've reached out to you and I've felt really out of sorts and out of balance, that you have done distance healing on me.
Yes.
Which I can't get my head around, but I know it works. So can you explain how, why, what, where, how is this happening?
Sure. So energy and how it works and travels is gaining really great understanding today. And I find it's almost becoming more and more of an accepted treatment. And as we've talked about manifestation, and as we know with manifestation, it happens through the energy of our intentions and feelings. And energy has no boundaries. This includes distance, space, and time. Energy travels. And, you know, just as we can't see frequencies and vibrations of other kinds, that's exactly how this energy works. So when healing takes place, it once again is through the power of this divinely guided Reiki energy and intention, the power of pure intention of healing and love that is being transmitted across distance, space, and time. And this high vibrational loving energy is a frequency that manifests in healing and once again releasing these imbalances, pains, and blockages. And it's one of those things that you can read about and try and understand, but it really is a case of experiencing to truly feel that having Reiki over distance is just as profound as having it in person. It's a deeply healing experience.
What about if somebody's really poorly, like for really horrible illnesses or, you know, mm-hmm. sort of viruses and illnesses and cancers and things like that? How can Reiki help to heal us in these ways, or to help us feel better?
Okay, so with physical conditions, Reiki works incredibly powerfully. It's really going to the root of the issues and releasing these vibrations of imbalance and pain. So it really does provide relief on many levels, especially for those who are going through quite aggressive treatments when they're unwell. It just brings a level of peace and really restores a sense of serenity, and also release of pain. There's a great physical relief of pain and improvement that takes place as well with many physical conditions.
That's incredible. It really is incredible. And, you know, I guess with the distance healing, it's some people can't get out and come to see you. And yes. You know, and if you can help to heal and alleviate some of that pain and also all the anxiety and all of the other stuff that goes with it, I think that the distance healing is massively appealing to so many people.
Absolutely.
Emma,
what lifts you? Like, what is your surefire way to get lifted?
Music, because it carries a vibe, right? It's like you'll find a song that resonates with your mood. So if you're feeling sad, you can find a song by somebody who was in a lot of pain and it can send you down the other way. So if I want to get lifted, music, move my body, like, yeah, dancing,
yes.
Just find that flow. Yeah, it's so important.
And you just smile instinctively as soon right. as you hear it and you're moving and you're on your own and you're just like...
Yeah, you're in a movie, aren't you? And like, here's my soundtrack and I'm having a great time and hey, how you doing? Yeah.
So Paolo, how do you get lifted?
I really enjoy using scents, perfumes, incense, burning some sage, some Palo Santo, some frankincense. I find the ritual really calming and very relaxing. Then I really love walking in the park, walking in the woods, surrounded by trees. I find trees extremely powerful, that really help. And the third is actually art. I really enjoy going to art exhibitions. It really helped me to feel very joyful and to go into a beautiful journey, really, without go anywhere.
So, Lisa, how I get lifted is through entering into a beautiful state of heart-centered meditation that always gets me lifted into a sublime, high vibrational energy.
Loved that. All three of my guests, all beautiful healing angels. I want to thank Emma Lucy Knowles, Paolo Lai and Shailini. Thank you so much, guys, for being guests on Get Lifted. I've loved this episode. So interesting. I'm going to put all the information to all three of these amazing guys up on the website, which is getliftedpodcast.com. You'll be able to find Emma Lucy Knowles and her books. You'll be able to find Paolo and his crystals and moon mist. And you'll be able to book treatments with all of them and, of course, with Shailini as well. Now, I know that we spoke about the distance healing with Shailini, which, of course, you can totally do. Again, you can do that with Emma as well. You can do treatments with both of them on the phone, but you can't beat that in-person, hands-on treatment. So I would recommend getting in touch if you've got any interests and you want to explore a little bit deeper, dive deeper into their gorgeous healing techniques. Right, so while you process all the woo-woo from that episode, let's turn up the music and get into this track. I just love it so much. I love it. So I've spoken about it before. It's Natural Symphony, and it's a project that Joe is behind. Every download from this track, which is called The Love, which is available to download now, goes towards planting trees in the Amazon. It's a beautiful synergy. You know I love this kind of thing. The hippy-dippy in me, it speaks to my soul. But yeah, by sort of listening to the podcast and downloading the track, we are giving back to the planet. So it's a win-win. So I'm going to put all the information on the show notes. You'll be able to download the track there. It's up on the website as well, Get Lifted Podcast. Send me a message. Please rate and review. Give me some stars, give me some love. I really appreciate you listening, and I'll be back really soon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.